Chapter 5. The Real World. They don't look happy, I know, but they're free. They don't have to be happy.
The lift doors opened, and Eve and BZ went out into the real world. It was very early morning. The light, the air, the smells were very different. Then BZ heard the noise. He put his hands over his ears.
What is it, Eve? What's that strange noise?
It's the traffic. The cars and buses and taxis. Nearly everybody here has a car. They drive everywhere. Now they're driving to work. Don't worry.
But where are we?
We're in London. It's a city. It was a beautiful city, but now there are a lot of people here. There's a lot of traffic. Eve took BZ's hand in her hand, and they walked down the street. Tall buildings on their left and on their right shut out the light. People walked quickly past them. BZ looked at them. They were small and thin. Their faces were tired and worried.
Are these people happy and free? He asked Eve.
They don't look happy, I know, but they're free. They don't have to be happy. The people in Eden City have to be happy, Eve said. She stopped.
Look, here's a cafe. Let's have some breakfast.
They went into the cafe and sat down at the table opposite the window. A waitress in a black dress came to their table. She was a short woman and she wasn't thin.
Hello, she said. What will you have?
She smiled. She didn't have all her teeth. BZ looked away.
What would you like, BZ? Eve asked. I don't know.
Would you like a hot breakfast? The waitress said. Some eggs, perhaps.
BZ couldn't look at her.
Yes, that's fine.
I'll have that too, said Eve, and two cups of coffee. The waitress went to the kitchen. Eve watched BZ. He could feel her eyes on him.
What's wrong, BZ? That woman, the waitress, why is she fat? Why is she ugly?
Eve laughed. I don't think she's ugly. She's got a nice, kind face. She's got problems with her teeth, but perhaps she hasn't got the money for...
Money? What's that?
Oh, BZ, BZ. Money is one of the most important things in this world. In the real world. Here, people get money for their work. They use money when they buy a house. They use money for clothes and food. She showed him.
Look, this is money. These are £5 notes.
BZ looked at the dirty paper in Eve's hand. It didn't look important.
When you work, he asked, they give you this money. And then what?
It isn't easy. But here's our breakfast. I'll tell you more about money later. The waitress put the food on the table. It smelled strange.
Eat it, BZ. It's good.
It was good. BZ ate everything on his plate because he was very hungry. He began to feel better.
What are you going to show me now? He asked Eve.
Suddenly, there was a noise at the window. BZ looked out. Through the window, he could see a man's face. A strange, ugly face. The eyes were closed and the mouth was open. The man put his finger to his mouth.
Eve, who is that? Who's that man?
It's all right. He's only a beggar.
A beggar?
Beggars have no money, so they can't buy food. They have to ask other people for money.
But why doesn't he have a job?
Look at his eyes. He can't see. BZ felt ill.
Please, Eve, take me away from this place. I don't like it.
All right. I'll take you out of London. We'll go into the country. I'll show you places with trees and birds and pretty gardens. The air is clean and the sky is blue. Real sky. Eve paid for their breakfast and they went out into the street. The air was grey and dirty. BZ didn't feel well. Don't worry, BZ. We'll go now. She put up her hand and shouted, "Taxi!" A big black car stopped, and BZ and Eve got in. "Hadley Wood, please," she said to the driver.